Okay, we should be good to go. Matt, normally, you're in charge of this, so you do the cold open, but I'm in charge of this, and you're still gonna do the cold open. So do
What is
it.
up, African inhalers, midnight tokers, and AM hookah smokers? This is the AM hookah podcast live from Las Vegas, hanging out with some very cool people. I'll do my best to showcase them. If I don't know, we're all sorts of tech problems. We're having a blast down here. It's the end of the expo. Day two is in the books, and it's just Adrian, we miss you so very much. You have no idea.
Yeah, I really wanted to be out there, man. Some personal stuff came up that I had to take care of. But I've been seeing all the pictures and videos everyone's been dropping over the weekend, and I've just been like getting more and more jealous as time goes by.
I want to say that it's been everything that I was hoping it would be, and even better than that in a lot of ways. Like meeting the people that I was able to meet and interact with and talk to. I don't want to say everybody's name because I know I'll forget people, but seeing Zach in person, seeing Rob in person, meeting Art and meeting all these awesome people, Eddie, Paul, and legend, the Breck. I mean, J-Rock, seeing him in person, like meeting people from Alpha Comma, meeting people from just all these different lines of tobacco, Azure and Ugly and Omar from Alpaca Bowls. Like I could go on and on just saying people's names, obviously, and I don't want to do that, humble brag, but I know I'll forget people, and that's the biggest reason why I don't want to do that. But it's been fantastic. It really has.
Awesome, outstanding. Yeah, I know you met Omar, but I know you also met the actual creator of Alpaca Bowls, which was the alpaca.
Yeah, the alpaca was not very nice to me. I tried to talk to it a little bit. I asked it a couple of questions. It just looked at me with dumb stare. I don't know why that would be. I was a pretty entertaining guest, I thought. But yeah, it was. And then also, I see. I already feel bad forgetting to mention Kyle Smith immediately. Able to sit down, talk with him, and really, just I don't know, just all these years of talking to people over the internet in Messenger and in all these different forums and ways, and then to actually conversate in person is a completely different experience. It's unlike anything else, and that's something that's really cool about this expo that I didn't get to take part in last year, but like being able to actually meet people that you've built this friendship with, right? And to sit down, talk, and realize, you know what, at the end of the day, we're all just people, it's pretty fantastic.
Outstanding, man. Looks like the only person we've got in chat right now, which is to be expected. A lot of people I know are actually at the expo, so we can't expect them to be watching this. But we do have Paul, who I know is probably behind you somewhere, commenting cactuses, and I still don't know what that
No.
means. Do we know what that means yet?
I don't. I
No?
asked everybody, and Caleb, who I assumed would probably give me the best answer, as soon as I said, "So what's up with the cactus?" He just laughed. He just
It's
laughed.
some self-indulgent shit, man. All right, well,
It was all
outstanding.
just.
Chat is pretty dead, which is to be expected. So I'd like to start off with some questions for you. And we're not going off of any show notes today. This is pretty impromptu. I just wanted to check in with you guys, see how the expo went. This is more for me than anyone that watches AM Hookah Podcast. I just wanted to know how the expo went because I need some more content than just the pictures and videos that you guys sent over. So firstly, I mean, I don't want to just say like, hey, tell me everything. So I guess I should ask you some specific questions. But like, talk to me about some standout stuff that you actually saw, maybe some stuff you weren't expecting to see, new products, maybe.
So, I mean, there are some really neat things that, being able to actually see some products in hand, I think was kind of one of the more interesting parts about the whole thing. Like, I saw Matt Pears. I saw some really cool pipes from overseas. I saw the Mason Bowls in person, the Grand Onyx. I saw the Helix. I saw the handles and everything. And those things in person is a completely different thing, unlike anything else in that regard. You know what I mean? Like, so that was really kind of cool to actually see some of this product that you only see from a glance on your phone or on your computer and stuff, and holding them in hands and kind of getting a better understanding of them is really interesting in that respect. When it comes to new product, I don't think they had any unavailable product at the expo, and I hope one of you guys can help me, either Eddie or Paul or Breck or something. Regal had a huge showing out. Their stuff was absolutely phenomenal with the different pipes. What was some of the new stuff that they had, Art?
Started epoxying all
They start to epox all the queens, not the queen.
the
Yeah,
what was their
they're doing epoxy coating on it. The the Regals, the colors and the different styles that they had on display. I mean, I've never seen so many Regals in my life, and that was just absolutely, those things in person are just 10 times better than what they look like, you know, on a computer screen, obviously. There wasn't a whole lot of unreleased tobacco or something that was, you know, I saw the new Phoenix with the new lid. That was there, and that was really interesting. I have the lid, not in hand, but I do have it here, and I'll be taking a look at it and stuff. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, there wasn't anything crazy when it came
to
the new...
What about the Midnight Line? Was that common knowledge before this event?
That's a good way to put it, because I think, sadly, I've known about it a little bit long that I may have gotten it slightly...
Because JD asks, curious about the Alpha Comma Midnight Line, did you get to sample that, Matt? Now, I'll just go ahead and say that a lot of us have actually had the chance to sample it ahead of time. And maybe
yes,
we should talk
they
about
did
our thoughts on that.
There. They had the... okay, so here's the Grand Onyx Bowl, and Paul got one. Paul bought the Grand Onyx Bowl. He did, in fact, buy it... There was a brand new brand of tobacco there as well. Real quick, let me show you. Thank you guys. They're handing me some product, which is really nice of them. Baja is coming back. They were around about 10 years ago, and they're coming out with a dark leaf line. I got a couple of packages of that. There's also a non-tobacco brand that was there as well called Yurth. They're partnering up with Cocoa Earth, and they're non-tobacco.
I think it is his brand.
Yeah, so I've heard two conflicting stories about it, either it being his brand or he's partnering with somebody for his brand. And so it looks like it may actually be Cocoa Earth's actual brand and stuff.
Okay.
The Midnight brand. Sorry, going back to the Midnight a little bit. So I've tried it quite a few times, and smoking it there in the relaxation of sitting down with everybody, some people from Alpha Comma and stuff like that, meeting David Dewan and his wonderful fiance, Amanda A. Awesome. That was fantastic. And being able to smoke with them, talk with them was super cool. But Midnight Line, very good. It still has the very nice tobacco fullness in the notes to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have interesting flavor combinations there with it. You know, they have the Ripe Reaction that I've tried, the Phenomenon that I've tried. And I love the Ripe Reaction because I think it tastes like whiskey sour. I like that about it really good. Trying to think of anything else coming through.
Well, we do have a question about the B. Lou's coming in with. He wants to hear about the best new pipe, bowl, and shisha. And I'm really pulling out of that is I'm looking at the bowl because I know that Relic Swig showed up to the expo. And on top of that, I hear that Alpaca has some crazy new glazes going on. And I'd like to talk about that a little bit because those look so good.
So I got one of the Surrey bowls as my very first one that I've ever gotten. And it's one of the new glazes that they're doing. And this thing is just phenomenal. Like, I mean, it's hard to not know that Alpaca is going to do this amazing work in their glazes and stuff. I got this because, and I don't think it's coming through on the camera very well, sadly, but it's like this earthy green color, and then there's like this teal color on the rim of it, and that's phenomenal. Also, he came out with a brand new color that either did he say that he doesn't do it very often, or this is the first time he's done it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is an Alpaca bowl right here, pure white.
Yo. Are you kidding me? That looks insane.
Can't say.
A mono white predator bowl. Who bought
mono
that?
Mono white
who,
predator.
Whose is that?
You know who bought this. Come on. Who do you think?
I have no clue who bought a white predator bowl.
Paul did. Paul did.
Hey, Paul, just send me that predator bowl, boss. You don't need it.
Paul also bought one in a similar color profile to my Siri bowl that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the OG Eggy type style. We also, so I was able to talk to Brandon George with Stone Bowls, very cool guy. Brecken bought this beautiful small, just a stunning funnel, just absolutely phenomenal. It's not coming through the quality of these things in this, but like there's a Renaissance bowl that Paul and Eddie both bought. They're smaller, just absolutely fantastic. And I don't even know where else to kind of go. Like the amount of stuff was. Oh, are you leaving, Eddie?
Yeah.
I'm out. Oh my goodness, come here.
See you.
Eddie, I'll catch you on Hangs later, dude. Take it easy.
Yeah, I'll be out.
Yeah, I bet you will. See you tomorrow.
It's been fantastic to meet you in person and hang out with you, Eddie. Stay safe.
You know what makes me mad? Like everyone there has met you in person, but I still have not met you in person.
Oh,
which is
yes,
very
exactly.
Weird. Right. Because we've been just doing this.
This is the Regal. This is the epoxy on the outside of the wood for the glaze of it and stuff. And I know you're not getting this walnut. I don't even know what the type of wood it is, but it is just stunning the brown color into it, and then the shininess based upon the epoxy and how it's going to hold in and make it last even longer. Like, this really just makes it just absolutely phenomenal. This is beautiful right here. This is art, Suka.
Art bought that. That does look amazing. You know what that needs? A crown tray.
A crown tray. Needs a crown tray.
You have one, don't you?
He agrees.
He probably just has one ready to go. So I do have a question from JD. And I think we already talked a little bit about Darkly, but he said anything Darkly from all, I've got to try that. That wasn't a question, but try that Baja. Did you have a chance to try any of it?
No, I smelt a bunch of it. I didn't see any time they had it loaded over at the Hookafina booth, but I have Dirty Peach, London Fog, and Bud Orange, and they all smell really good. I'm excited because Baja was a brand that was around about 10 years ago for a very, very short run of time when they were Blonde Leaf, and to see them come back with the same imagery and everything in this Dark Leaf is going to be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I wish I could focus a little bit better on some things. I'm going to try my best to put stuff into writing the next time we talk so I can have kind of a better train of thought to what I want to. We talked about it a little bit last night, like some of the really cool booth designs. So Starbuzz had the carbines there. You know, I actually got to smoke out of carbine, see it in person, touch it, move it around and spin it around and all that kind of stuff. Very interesting because you can tell that the quality on these are very well high-made things. I'm not personally interested in the military style that they have going on for them, but like seeing that type of stuff in person is cool for that regard because you know that it's a well-made product.
Mm-hmm.
Fumari had a new tobacco called Mochaccina, was that what it's called? And it's a coffee flavor. It had a very nice creamy texture to it. I'm not sure how new it was. Is that a new flavor? Maybe not. It was the first time I had heard about it, so that's why I'm saying it might be a new flavor. Think Matt already. Yeah.
I'm not expecting perfection from you, just so you know. For anyone watching, this is obviously, this is titled Season 2, Episode 5. This is like a very quick Season 2 episode. Obviously, it's not even a normal day, not on our normal time. You know, this is not going to be our A-game podcast for anyone who thought that this is going to be.
I got to try Dark Side. This is kind of like off topic. Obviously, we've been treated very well. We've been hanging out with a lot of very cool people. Big shout out to everybody from Hookah University, the people that I've been able to meet from there for the first time, Travis and Jeremy. I mean, all those guys. I don't want to forget people's names, so I apologize if I'm not. It's not because I'm not forgetting you. It's just because right now I'm trying to ramble a little bit. I tried Dark Side Supernova. I tried Dark Side Banana. I tried Dark Side. What was in that Hookah battle mix that they had of Dark Side? Pear? And some, was it another one or was it just Pear?
It was Pear mixed with something else.
Yeah, Pear mixed with something else from Dark Side. Dark Side Supernova is no joke. It is a strong mint. It is absolutely crazy. That was pretty cool. what about you, Adrian? What are you interested in hearing? Is there any certain brand that you want me to go into a little bit just for your benefit?
Real quick. B-Lou says, I'm echoing it. Probably is because you're not using cans or anything like that.
Yeah.
B-Lou, let me know how bad it is. You might just deal with it. I'm not sure. Like, if you can understand what I'm saying, I think we'll just go with it. But let me see. Things that I'm interested in hearing about. Elfacher. I want to start there because they've been around forever, obviously. Did they have anything new to show, or did they just come out with their normal song and dance?
So, I want, Breck, could you come over here and talk for a little while? Because me and him had a really good conversation, and Eddie did too. Because we went over like what we thought about everybody's design of their own personal layouts in the actual Hookah Expo, you know, how it all looked. And something that me and Breck both just said that like the way Alfacher's booth was set up, it was the most clean. It was just so nice and well presented and so professional looking. Like what would you say about the Alfacher booth in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, you walking in, you can tell that it's not their first rodeo. You see that they have the experience to kind of set it up and flow management. You know, they have their capture points. So when you're first walking in, they got the promo girls getting your information, getting you hooked up with the free swag, entering in the giveaway. You're working in, you got your tables, you know, walk around, taste what you want. The cool part, they actually were doing flavor guessings.
So yeah, they had two hookahs. Well, besides all the hookahs they had actually set up at each one of the tables, they had two hookahs actually set up on the booth side of the bar. One of them, they had one, and they're like, oh, this is orange mint or whatever the case may be. And then the other one, they said, this is a special mix. You have to try and guess what the mix is, and if you get it right, then you win an actual glass hookah from Alfacher. And then besides that, they also gave away Regals. But just like you were saying, the layout of it was so open that you felt okay moving around inside of the booth. Would you say so?
Yeah, I would definitely say that their booth had the best flow. I mean, obviously, Alpha Comma, they just had, like, the straight lounge set up. So yes. You felt like you were just going to chill and smoke the stuff, see what it was, and talk to them. But Alpha, you know, they kind of brought maybe production value.
Yes, I would definitely say that theirs was, quote-unquote, the biggest production of all the booths by far.
Even over Starbucks.
Yeah, even over Starbuzz because...
They did, in my opinion, a much better job, but that's just me.
Starbuzz was so much more business-oriented, which sounds kind of weird because obviously they're both two of the more larger players in the game and stuff. I would say that Starbuzz felt a little bit more like a business booth, in my opinion. Like maybe I'm off on this. Art was talking a little bit how he felt like this expo in general felt a little bit more more of a sales than it was like a hangout in a way, right, Art?
Yeah.
Do you think which one out of Alfacher and Starbuzz? Do you felt either more relaxed or more sales oriented?
I felt more relaxed.
He's saying that he also felt more relaxed at Alfacher. I don't know if you heard him or not. Would you say that Starbuzz felt a little bit more, hey, we're showcasing these products because we really want you to buy these products? Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it was just.
So what he's saying is he felt like there wasn't much going on in the fact that like they're trying to present something to you. It was almost like, here's the carbine, here's Serpent, sit down and smoke it. Like it wasn't like we were saying about Alfacher, me and Breck, it didn't feel like a production.
Right.
No, it wasn't so much show or production. They definitely had, Starbucks had that quality of like showmanship. They had the displays that were set up very nice. I'll give them that.
Yeah. Fumari was an interesting one because it felt really large, but it also felt very crowded. They tried to fit a lot of stuff in there. They had a lot of hookahs going on their table, on their bar area, and it felt almost overcrowded that you couldn't really get in there to smoke unless you were like really trying to get in there to smoke something. And then at the end of the day, personally, I only did the ends because I didn't want to try to squeeze into the middle and try to smoke somewhere. But you were able to sit down at their booths. A lot of people brought their own hookahs to the Fumari one, actually, and had bowls loaded for them, and they hung out. Smoked for a little while. They had a couple hookahs going on the tables and stuff. But theirs, I felt really cramped about theirs. Theirs felt relaxed and organized, just really cramped. Like there was too much going on, kind of. Which is weird considering they only have one thing that they're doing. But it felt like there was a lot going on, personally. What would you say about that one?
Fumari, I give them credit. I think that they had, on that bar, it was crowded, but every pipe on that bar was going.
Yes.
You know, the bowls were correctly heat managed at all times, and it was a very correct representation of flavor profile. You don't have to worry about finding someone to grab an extra coal or maybe a bowl's dead. They had guys right there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their job, was to keep that bar roaring.
Yes, and they did a decent job of that for sure. Do you have any, do you have the list of the vendors that were there by chance?
In front of me, no, I do not. I did not.
I was going to ask you that you wanted to hear about maybe. For instance, some of the smaller booths, which are kind of interesting, MIG, which is obviously the Hookah John booth and stuff, it was a small booth, but it felt very open. It felt very easy to navigate. You could go and check out all the different MIG models that they had there. You were able to sit down, smoke, relax, like really kind of explore and be like, I ain't ever going to buy that. It's too damn expensive. But
right.
It was very nice to be able to see those things in person and everything, in my opinion. Then there was other booths that felt very crowded, and they were the same size, obviously. There's just some interesting stuff. The Yerth, Cocoa Earth and Yerth, the non-tobacco, non-nicotine brand that was there from Cocoa Earth, their booth was really nice because they had it set up so that all... And then in the middle, it was just kind of an empty area. And then they had chairs set up on next to each one of the hookahs so you could sit down, relax, try out their flavors, and then kind of keep moving on. You know, it was a good use of the space that they had there, in my opinion.
So we have a few questions. Firstly, Sid, what's going on? Thanks for chiming in. JD, I think I already said what's up to you, but hello again. And Hookafine is here. We got a question from Hookafine that's not necessarily geared towards the expo, although both of these brands were at the expo. Any difference between the Alfacher Mint and the Alpha Kappa Mint is a question that Hookafine just asked. And have you tried both of them? And if so, can you give any feedback?
It's been so long since I've tried Alfacher Mint. Like, I don't think I can give good feedback. I like Alpha Comma Mint. I think it's very good. Eddie, when was the last time you had Alfacher mint? Paul, I don't know why I called you Eddie.
Oh, Eddie.
Yeah, he left. He
I'm
left.
Eddie. I'm Eddie right now.
Oh my God, Eddie's never gonna let
Alfacher
this down.
Alfacher mint. Last time I had it was 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago.
Perfect.
And what's your comparison of Alfacher and Alpha Comma mint?
Alpha Comma mint has a sweeter mint flavor. The Alfacher mint's more true to like kind of like the just straight mint, right? The cooling effect, it's there. And for some reason, just for me personally, I taste the red dye, so I'm not very fond of it.
Right.
But the natural of Alpha Comma, I think that just resonates with me a little bit more. And also, I love the sweetness of it. So.
I'm also a bigger fan of the Alpha Comma mint, personally. And I have tried both of them, and I tend to agree with Paul on that one. Here we go. B. Lou coming in with Carbine. Is it good? Looks gimmicky. And I tend to agree with his opinion on how it looks. So let's talk about the Carbine for a minute, if we can.
Let's talk about it just for a little while longer. I'd like to hear Breck's first opinion. Me and him, on the second day, we told each other that we wanted to see some things, right? We wanted to go sit down and experience a couple of things. And one of those things was definitely the Carbine. Literally, we sat down and we hung out at the Carbine and we smoked it for a little while. And what was your takeaway impressions of it?
It's pretty cool when you get the opportunity to like actually touch something. Like you were talking about seeing things online, you can't touch them. It had a good feel. Like you could definitely tell that the materials, they felt heavy. And obviously when you feel something heavy, you think quality. Gimmicky in what sense? Maybe the rotator or... And I'm not a fan of lights under my hookah, so yeah. I the lights are whatever.
Yeah, as soon as you put a light under it, it just seems like I think I passed this stage in my life.
Yeah, I think I have a lot of differences in opinions too, because for me, I kind of enjoyed the four post tier. I thought that was a cool way to kind of prevent a hookah tipping over. You know, it doesn't have a wobble from an even handful of glass, but you know, kind of from the heart up. Wasn't the biggest fan, just because I don't like my hookahs to look like guns.
Yes,
and I'm not, you know, nothing political saying there. I like my hookah to look like a hookah.
Yes.
I love the way the hookahs look.
And it worked, though, right?
That's the thing. The draw was very smooth. I mean, they obviously put a little bit too much water in there for my personal preference, but it had a smooth draw. The diffuser worked. You know, there were no air leaks. The one drawback was the purge ball for me, just because I really enjoyed it.
You can't purge it all the way out. Yeah, it will not purge completely at all. So,
that's very strange.
Art was saying that. Do you like the Carbine hookah, Art?
Yeah,
it is a very open draw, that's for sure. Eddie, did you get to see the Carbine? Did you smoke on it for a little while? Paul, why do I keep saying Eddie? I'm so sorry. Paul. Wow, I had to screw up somebody's name today, that's for sure.
I'm glad it was me.
What did you think of the Carbine, Paul?
A lot more open at, mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be very similar to the Atlantis and the Challenger stuff. It wasn't, which was nice. Also not a fan of the birch, and the look. I think it'll appeal to different people.
It'll appeal to different people. I agree with that. Some people are going to really like that. And I mean, at the end of the day, most hookahs are very gimmicky in every sense of the word. Why did I buy a Like Smoke? Because I like the wood sleeve. That is purely a gimmick. Why do people like a Black Pear KM? That's a gimmick. They put something in it to make it aesthetically pleasing so you will enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Gimmicks, sometimes that word gets thrown around a little bit too heavily, and we forget that everything is a gimmick at the end of the day.
Right. Absolutely. Real quick, B-Lou says, did the posts add visibility? And yeah, functionally, I think the posts are going to be great for things like, I said this a few times, I think it's probably a solid camping hookah because you're going to be sitting on the ground, maybe the dirt or something unstable, so it's going to be great for that. And I'll just pass the question to you really quick. Does it seem more stable on the four posts as opposed to just being on a base?
So I don't think, yeah, you're fine. I don't think that it felt any more stable than if it was just a regular base sitting on a table. Like sitting on a table, that was not any more stable than a regular hookah base.
Okay.
If you were to go outside, I could see those four feeling better on something like asphalt or concrete, or even if you're sitting it on a porch. I would feel way more comfortable on a porch with four legs than I would a regular glass base. On a table, that didn't matter at all to me.
Right on. And then I have an actual question that I think you might have an answer for. Trifecta, they were out there, right?
Yes, they were.
Did they have anything new?
They didn't have okay. They had arak, the very cool liquor, black licorice anise flavor. I tasted it. It was very good. And I also have some cool news. I was able to talk to a couple of the people from Trifecta, and they told me as long as I made sure to say that I got this, I can talk about it, and they gave it to me. They have a new flavor coming out. It's called Peppermint Cream. I don't know exactly when it's going to come out or anything. Dark Leaf Peppermint Cream. I have... Good. It smells very, very good. I really think that it's gonna be good because I don't have any reason to doubt Trifecta in any capacity. But that'll be something that I'll be tasting, trying, and giving my opinions and thoughts on. That was an unreleased, so it's not necessarily new, but it is something they're working on. That was one of the new ones from Trifecta that they're working.
Did you get the chance to meet Moose?
I did, and very cool guy. That was a ton of fun to put a face. Yeah. So it's funny, we're at the Oasis Hookah Lounge, and a Christian hookah chef was sitting outside, and he saw me walk by, and he's like, "You want a beer?" I'm like, "Cool." I went up, and I started drinking with them a little bit, and he was standing next to two other guys. We were just, you know, bullshitting, not really doing anything major, nothing like that. And all of a sudden, Moose starts walking away, and I notice that they're talking to him about something Trifecta-related, and I, like, walk up to him, like, "Hey, are you Hookah Pro?" He's like, "Yeah, that's me." I was like, "Oh my gosh, I have no idea. I've never seen the guy's face really before and stuff. You know, I don't have anything to really go off of to like connect to." So we were able to sit down and talk for a little while. Very cool guy. Hopefully one day we can get him on the podcast and stuff like that. He seems to really enjoy doing this sort of stuff. It was a very cool conversation to be able to talk with him and stuff.
Yeah, it was interesting. I've only met him once, and it was over at the Chicago Hookah Meetup is where I got the chance to meet Moose with, you know, Mr. Mason Bowles himself. And I had talked to Moose for about 45 minutes before I realized who I was talking to. So that was
I can
fun.
See how that can happen.
Yeah. So that was fun. Let's see. Oh, we got Justin Rosenbaum. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Are you a first-time viewer? I don't think I recognize that name.
I don't know. No, Jason. Did you say Jason or Justin?
Justin.
Okay. That sounds like a brand new name to me. J-Rock, Mr. J-Rock, the wonderful guy that I was able to sit down, hang out with, and meet and stuff. His name is Jason. He's a bad MF-er, and he was so much fun to be able to just – at the end of the day for today, we spent a great amount of time over at the Alpha Comma booth relaxing, hanging out, and just talking with him.
What is Justin?
Yes. Turns out Badia is a lot skinnier than any of us thought.
Yep, I figured. And second time viewer. That's why I don't recognize you. I apologize. But yeah, so we got Justin. And honestly, I think I'm running out of things to ask you as far as the expo goes without being able to assist people with like pictures and stuff, which I assume we're going to do in the very near future. But is there anything else you wanted to just talk about a little bit before we end the show tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to, if possible, because I got a couple of people here, obviously, to do a roundtable. I got Paul here. I have Art here. I have Art's a wonderful lady friend who I will mispronounce her name, so I'm not going to at the moment. I apologize. And then I also have Breck here as well. I mean, if real quick, if you can chat from across the room, or if you guys want to come up here a little bit closer, either one's fine. What was your guys' favorite thing, if you could really put into words, that you saw at the expo? Was it a thing that you saw? Or was it maybe like the time that you had? Like, what would you say was your favorite thing that happened at the expo? They brought the petting zoo. Is what Art's lady is saying. the alpaca was mean to me, but he was really comfortable. The alpaca was a she. Shit, that's why the alpaca didn't like me, is because I don't even know its damn gender. Did anyone ask the alpaca what it wanted to be called though?
Yo,
okay, that's a conversation for another time. Stop. Okay, so what about you, Paul? What was your favorite thing at the expo?
All right, so my favorite thing at the expo was kind of we interact with each other a lot on the Facebook groups, on hangs, on just like social media in general. Being able to interact with people, actually getting to know them, and carry on those same conversations online in person, than what. Sometimes your online persona perceived to be.
Yes, for sure.
Because you can't interpret what some of the annotations are and the way people write their tone. But when you get to actually talk to them, everybody's so humble, everybody's very nice, and everybody's very welcoming to their community.
Yes, very much so.
So I thought that was amazing.
What about you, Art? What was your favorite thing that you saw or did or experienced here at the Hook Expo?
Just seeing everyone, meeting everyone, and I think that's it.
Yeah, honestly, like
what they, all the perform like, how they taste, stuff like that. Nothing new.
Because you're the Mr. Popular guy. You know about all this stuff already. But I think you bring up a really good point. Like, the Hookah Expo is kind of an excuse for us to get together.
Yeah.
Like, it really is like an excuse, a reason for us as a community to join in with one another and really hang out in a place that we can all say, like, instead of everyone like me, Von Breck, or Paul, or you, and being like, hey, what are you guys doing this weekend? It's like, no, we're going to put on one central location where we all get to go to. You know what I mean? I think that that's an important part about this whole thing. Was your answer only the petting zoo, or is there anything else?
No, but you know what I've noticed, like, especially someone like me that's, like, a newbie, going to an event like this, like, I could tell the difference between all the different brands, because everyone's always talking about, oh, this brand, that brand, this brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of got, like, a sense of, like, what I like and what I don't like.
In a different perspective, too.
In a different perspective.
It's cool to be able to walk up to a booth and smoke it, and then walk away to a completely different booth. One, you don't got to load a bowl, worry about coals, and that's always a nice thing, obviously. But you get, like, it's like an instant gratification thing, maybe?
And you kind of get a sense of what you like, too.
Yes.
She likes
Tangiers. Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, she's stuck with Tangiers with you.
I got stuck with Tangiers and got stuck with it.
Very, very good.
Also, like, meeting the idols.
Oh, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right? Like, we got to meet Frank Simmons today, like, this weekend. Got to hang out with him and everything. And, you know, he's a legend.
Yes. Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank is a legend, and that was amazing.
Yes, meeting him for the first time was definitely a dream of mine. I've known the dude for like 10 years on the internet, and to finally talk to him was absolutely phenomenal in that respect and stuff. What about you, Breck? What was your thing?
Oh, man. I had to pick two. First, it was what everybody
You can
said.
Only have one. I'm just kidding.
I'll bandwagon you. Getting to actually incorporate physical interaction with the people that you're online friends with, right? Now we're actually just friends. You know, it's no longer, oh, that's Paul, my Facebook friend. Oh, how'd you guys meet? On Facebook. You guys ever hang out? Yeah, on Facebook. No, it's like, yeah, we're actually friends now because you've interacted, you've sealed the deal with interaction. But also I love getting to touch product and look at product and feel what it feels like. And, you know, you pinch toms and you're like, oh, that's what they feel like. The work butts. Like, oh, wow, those have a nice spring to them. I'm using some, like, 20-cent pair of tongs. Looking at work buttons like, I need to upgrade, right? Not even just from aesthetics. Looking at pipes, you know, the Starbucks carbine pipe. Now I know that I don't like the purge, but if they ever fix the purge.
You have something to go off of to know what the pipe actually is.
I know if they fix it, they might have a new customer. You know what I'm saying? So it's pretty cool to get to interact with everybody, meet people, shake hands with the people who are important. Oh, you make bowls? I smoke out of your bowl every day. You made that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're in my life every day. And you don't even know me.
Mm-hmm.
So now I get to know you. And that's pretty cool.
Yes. For me, I want to piggyback off of everybody's thing that they just said. I mean, honestly, that's exactly how I feel about it, too. So I'm going to go slightly different only because I want to say something else. And because I agree with everyone so much. And that's the thing is it is exactly that. It's putting faces to names that you've been interacting with for such a long time. But when it comes to the expo itself, the coolest thing to me personally was being able to walk from booth to booth to booth to booth and smoke something different at every single one, just like she had said. And not only that, but like you can sit there and you can smoke on it and you can try it and then you can talk to the owners of it a little bit. You can find out information about it. You don't got to worry about coals. You don't got to worry about changing the bowl. You just get to relax and jump around so much. Like those 5-6 hours go by very, very quickly. Like absolutely crazy how fast they go by. But for those 5 to 6 hours, you get to smoke. The world of tobacco is at your fingertips, honestly, there. I mean, there was so much trifecta, and that booth was so very well maintained. Everybody from Rob was there, Zach from Strictly Shisha, Hookah Chef was there. I mean, so many people just loading bowls constantly, making sure that everything was doing well. The guys at the Regal booth did a great job. Arby was there doing all those bowls and stuff like that. That was really cool. I mean, just smoking just everything was just so much fun, I guess. I'm not... hookahed out, but I'm like nearly there from how much I smoked this weekend.
Outstanding.
Yes, holding the product. That's the whole reason why I bought this bowl, right? Like, not only did I pick it up and I was like, I love this color so very much. Not only that, but then when I realized like it's $20 and I don't got to pay shipping, sign me up. That's perfect for me.
Yep, exactly. All right, man. Well, Frank is here. What's going on, Frank? And honestly, hey. I think that that just about wraps up everything we have to do today on episode 5 of the AM Hookah Podcast.
Yes, we will have a much more fuller, in-depth version of this. We're not going to have a podcast on Monday because this one's going to kind of fill in the gap for that one. But next Monday, you know, whatever that date is, 5:30 Mountain Standard Time, make sure you share, like, give your friends the link so they know exactly where to go at that time, because we will be doing a much bigger deep dive into all of this. And, you know, the people that I was able to meet there, including like Brandon George, I'm trying to remember if there's somebody that I may have missed and I really don't want to. Mo and Adam, I mean, just so many cool people, obviously. We'll be doing a much bigger deep dive. Daniel Partridge for the first time. I mean, all these people, Ronald from Phoenix. You know, there's so many names that are just like circulating through my head, obviously, but I want to really break it down from a booth by booth by booth way to do it and stuff, and really talk about the stuff and the things that I experienced and saw, and give that content to hopefully our listeners and stuff like that, because I think it could be some fun conversation. But yeah, I think it's good.
All right, outstanding. I think we can skip the normal plugs for today, give it a rest until not this coming Monday, but the one after, because the real reason we're not doing it is so Matt can recoup from the two hangovers I'm sure you just suffered back to back. So yeah, Matt, anything else before I go ahead and sign us off, man?
I don't think so. Everybody want to say goodbye real quick to everyone?
Goodbye real quick to everyone.
Yes, goodbye, guys.
Goodbye. Also, I do have some... One last final thing is that Trebetly is coming out with something very cool. Me and Chris, Dr. Noob Sauce, we got a pretty cool exclusive. I'm going to let him post the video first, but there's going to be some cool news, so make sure you go and check out Dr. Noob Sauce. And also, because I don't want to hurt Moise's feelings, hello, Moise. It was fun to hang out with you as well.
Outstanding.
And Doug, oh my gosh, 3-Tip Gang was live in the house. Doug, see, I'm forgetting everybody that I've
interacted with. You need to stop trying to name people, because you're not going to hit them all. You're going to be real pissed off later.
I'm trying so hard, so hard. Yeah, meeting Fletcher. Yeah, exactly. Like, it just... The Ron's from Hookah. Yeah, exactly, from Hookah Heroes and everything. Oh, okay, we got to stop right now before I just like take over.
Because pretty soon you're only going to miss one person, and that one person's going to have a vendetta.
I'll probably be dead at that point.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching as always. And thank you guys in the room with Matt and Matt for putting up with this for like the hour that we had to put up with this. I appreciate that. And I guess that's really all there is to say. So we'll see you guys in like a week and 2 days for episode 6 of the AM Hookah Podcast. And I'm now going to attempt to transition us out of the live part of the podcast. And if it doesn't work, you're about to hear me say words that weren't supposed to be on the podcast. So take it easy, guys. See you next time.